So I am here with Juliana Garcia, class of 2014, and she is our newest host of Fresh from the Hill, and we are so excited to have her. And I've sat through all of her interviews, and they have been fun and funky and unexpected. You may or may not hear me sing on one of them, which yes. I was not expecting at all. So thank you, Juliana, for that.
The element of surprise is key.
But just to, you know, kind of talk about your background at Cornell, what did you major in?
So I graduated in 2014 from the School of Industrial and Labor Relations. And I went in thinking I was going to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And here I am, a social worker. So not at all the same, I guess somewhat related. But yeah, I am still living in Ithaca. And so the episodes that I record are mostly with people who are locally, living locally still. So I loved the environment. I loved the community up here in Ithaca. And that's kind of what kept me. And also a very handsome man.
That always does
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about what brought you to Cornell, where you grew up, what your background was before that, and what made you choose to come to Cornell?
Yeah, so I'm from the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas, and I knew that I wanted to go somewhere far away. And I think it was my junior year in high school, I came up to New York City to dance in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with my dance team. And I, like, fell in love with it. I was like, this is amazing. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to live in New York City when I graduate. And so I applied to, like, all the schools, you know, all the things, all the schools in New York. And I was like, oh, New York looks small on a map. Cornell's probably close. And it's not, which I found out the hard way. I also came when they do their, like, admitted students day in, like, the most beautiful weather. Yep. So I, like, didn't know what I was getting into. I was like, how nice. The weather's so lovely. It's, like, 75 degrees. This is perfect. So my first winter was, like, incredibly rough. I had, like, my full, like, parka on when it, like, hit 60. Everyone thought I was being a crazy person. But I've adjusted. I've been here for, like, 10 years now. So I'm kind of used to it, I guess. But yeah, that's kind of what brought me up here.
Yeah, when people come in May or June or whenever that is, it really tricks people.
Oh my gosh, 100%. I'm like, what is this? What is all this snow? Yeah.
But now you've seen what Ithaca is in the summer and how
it's very
how
nice
wonderful
in
it can be. And we just endure the horrible winters.
The 6 months of winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be rough. Be rough. So talking a little bit about the podcast, can you share so we're recording this mini episode after Juliana has done all of her interviews.
Yes.
And I would love to hear some highlights of how you've enjoyed your time and some of the folks that you've talked to.
So it's been amazing. Thank you so much for asking me to do this. If anyone has seen any of this stuff on social media, you'll know that Amanda is over here making my literal dreams come true. I got to interview Andrea Savage, who is class of 94, and she is a well-known comedian. She has her own TV show and podcast and all this other jazz and been in movies. And so I asked Amanda, I was like, please, 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 please just like ask her. She'll probably say no, but it doesn't hurt to ask. And she emailed us back and said yes, and it made my day. And so we interviewed her, and that was great. She gave us a lot of like tips on how she ended up deciding, like taking her career path in a different way, because she came into Cornell wanting to be pre-law. So that's a very amazing episode. All the episodes I do obviously are great. We also talked to Alina Kim, who is the owner of a local K house, like karaoke house in Ithaca, and then also Ben Ortiz, and he works for, what is it, the Cornell Hip Hop Collection, and he's been doing that for a while, and he's also like a local DJ and doing all this other stuff, so that one's a really amazing episode. I'm trying to think who else we interviewed.
We did Chris Merkley.
Yes, Chris Merkley, and he's like doing a million things. I don't even know like how to describe, because he's like a man who wears like 5 billion hats.
Mm-hmm. And in the music world. And
yes.
He stayed local, is mm-hmm. opening up a new spot in Cortland.
Which is amazing, yes.
And then Topher Scott.
Yes, Topher Scott.
The hockey player.
Yes, hockey player. He was like a hockey coach, right? Mm-hmm. Now he does like a hockey podcast. He's like all things hockey. So even if you're not a big fan of hockey, I don't really follow hockey, to be honest. But he's, like, very entertaining. And I think part of it is because he does podcasts on the reg. So he knows, like, what to say and what to do. But that was a very, like, fun episode. I was a little bit nervous because I don't know a lot about hockey. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, what are we going to talk about? But it really, like, kept rolling. So, yeah, I think all the episodes are amazing because I'm on them.
Of course.
And amazing guests. But yeah, it's been great.
Well, I have to say that it's been great listening to all of the interviews because I've just really enjoyed hearing the way that you conduct your interviews and the fun little things that you bring in. And even when you try to involve me when I don't want to be involved, I think that that can be kind of entertaining as well. So we finally brought my own mic for this last interview.
Yes, just in case I needed to rope her in.
Because
a lot of times I was like, oh, sing for us, or do something else. She's like, no, like motioning no to me.
I just try to stay behind the scenes, but
yes.
Juliana did not let that happen.
No, absolutely not.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I am so excited for all of the episodes that you are hosting to be coming up in early 2020.
Yes.
Great way to kick off the new year. And this has been Amanda Massa for Fresh from the Hill, Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornellians. And we'll catch you next week. Bye. Music for Fresh from the Hill was written, produced, and recorded by Kia Albertson Rogers, class of 2013. You can contact him at koa3@cornell.edu. You can also find out more about the podcast and ways to get involved with Cornell at our website, alumni.cornell.edu/youngalumni. Thanks for listening.